Children need to feel loved and appreciated. Whenever they do well, encouragement goes a far way in building their confidence, not only in themselves, but also in their abilities. The Child Protection and Family Services Agency CPFSA has been doing just that through its GSAT Awards. Stay with us for the next few minutes as we tell you more about the plans for this year's ceremony. I'm Andre Palmer. Approximately 157 children in state care are set to receive awards for outstanding performance in the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT. The awards will be presented on July 31 at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston.
We want our youngsters to know that we are proud of them when they excel in any and every way that they can. Coupled with that, we also know that when you're transitioning, and especially in this situation when they are transitioning from primary to high school, it can be a very daunting experience. So our role is to equip our youngsters, our children, as best as possible so that they can feel more prepared and confident at their new school.
Director of Children and Family Programs at the CPFSA, Audrey Budai. This year's ceremony will feature sessions for both parents and students.
We're going to be having a special information session for parents, and we have called that session Parenting, the Most Important Job and Responsibility. And we also will be having the children's session, and they will benefit from several sessions on bullying, overcoming fear, managing their studies, building self-confidence, as well as school and road safety. During these sessions, the parents and caregivers, they will be given an opportunity to share their experiences and benefit from the information geared to improving their parental skills. You know, everybody's talking about parental skills and what parents should and shouldn't do and so on, and how they will be able to, as a group, assist the children through this period.
Special awards will also be presented to students with the highest average.
We have the top boy, and he received 92% and is placed at Manning's High School in Westmoreland. Our top girl received 89% and she's placed at Cedar Grove Academy in St. Catherine, which is an up-and-coming school that's doing quite well.
Aside from presentation of awards, the event will feature special performances and breakout sessions.
Also, they will have the Guysville Band, which I think have done well in the festival, and they would do the entertainment. And we expect that with the handouts, we're going to be giving them packages and so on. They'll have question and answer segment, and the forum will allow them to engage with the presenters about concerns and any anxieties they may have.
Here's a list of some of the schools that the GSAT awardees will be attending come September.
Calabar, Kingston College, Excelsior, St. Hugh's, Vauxhall, Cedar Grove, Jamaica College, Mona, Oberlin, St. Elizabeth Technical, Homewood Technical, Vere Technical, Porus, Guysville, Mouchette, Ferncourt, Otrius, and others.
Ms. Budai says recognizing the children for their achievement has a far-reaching impact.
We really think that what we do in terms of just recognizing persons, it's a wonderful thing because people will keep those memories for the rest of their lives. We will continue to build this strong foundation for the children in state care through educational opportunities and our other programs that we offer.
Director of Children and Family Programs at the CPFSA, Audrey Budai. The Child Protection and Family Services Agency. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. On behalf of Student Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.